The guardians of interest rates are meeting today to consider whether or not the economy is ready for a little interest rate medicine. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. The Federal Reserve is meeting today and tomorrow about the economy and interest rates, with the decision due tomorrow, Wednesday. On Tuesdays, we consult analyst Julie Neiman at Smith Moore & Company in St. Louis. Good morning, Julie.
Morning, David.
So will the Fed raise rates on Wednesday?
Well, as I said a few weeks ago, they're not likely to raise rates for the foreseeable future. And it may be optimistic to even say December will be the time. The Fed is going to be very stuck in this very low interest rate environment.
Well, one of the things that the Fed has been promising to do is, you know, they bought all those bonds to help stimulate the economy, quantitative easing, or QE, as they call it. And eventually they have to sell some of this. But what's the plan?
They don't have a plan at this point. There is no exit from all of this bond buying. 4 years ago, they said it would be very easy to do. But now they're stuck with so much in terms of mortgages and government bonds that they cannot flood the market with this. That's the huge problem they're faced with. So this is going to continue on in a very low interest rate environment. In fact, they've moved the target from 4.25% down to 3.75%, down to 2.75%, and now they're going to be talking this time out about what low interest rate environment is going to be for a long time.
Julie Neiman at Smith Moore & Company in St. Louis, thank you.
Thank you.
Top brass at Wells Fargo Bank begin answering questions on Capitol Hill shortly. Wells had a policy of strong-arming employees to push extra accounts for consumers, and many were opened without the customer's consent. If you miss our coverage of this on the air, it's in the first Marketplace podcast of the day. FedEx will report profits late today. The stock market has liked UPS a little more than FedEx over the last 18 months, but FedEx is on a multi-year campaign to expand. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has more.
There's a simple truth when it comes to the delivery business.
It's more cost-effective to carry packages on the ground than it is in the air.
Helene Becker is managing director at Cohen & Company. So FedEx is trying to grow, among other things, its ground shipping business. Right now, FedEx often pays the postal service for the last mile of delivery, which is getting increasingly expensive.
The idea is eventually to lessen their dependence on the postal service. And the way they want to do that, obviously, is to have the distribution centers closer to the end users.
With more regional distribution centers, FedEx can offer quick shipping at lower cost. Internationally, FedEx is trying to up its ground delivery game in Europe by acquiring TNT Express.
TNT is a very strong parcel carrier in the European market, where FedEx was relatively weak.
Satish Jindal is president of SJ Consulting. He says all in all, FedEx approach should help it tap into the huge and growing e-commerce market. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
The world is still reeling from the news that there's not much hard evidence that flossing is good, even though flossing might still be good. Now, what about something more expensive we put our choppers through? The removal of wisdom teeth. Lucia Benavides has more on the latest wisdom about that part of the business of dentistry.
In June, Annabelle Santos was recommended by her dentist that she get her top wisdom teeth removed.
I believe he had said that they were going to be coming in, that they were going to be compacted, but he didn't really get, too specific as to why it was necessary.
In fact, the term is impacted, and it refers to wisdom teeth that are coming in at an angle, which could cause problems later on. The operation took just 30 minutes and cost her $600. That's with insurance. It was a precautionary approach, but not everyone agrees that's necessary.
One of the claims that wisdom teeth that oral surgeons make is that if you leave these teeth in place, that the chances are that they'll cause a problem in the future. But in fact, it's less than 1%.
That's Jay Friedman, researcher and dental consultant in Los Angeles. The 1% refers to impacted wisdom teeth. According to its influential 2007 report for the American Journal of Public Health, when you look at all wisdom teeth, that's closer to 20%. Friedman says there may be a financial incentive because, he claims, wisdom teeth extractions make up a large part of dental practice income.
So if you were to reduce the amount of extractions, on average, they might lose as much as $500,000 a year.
I can tell you that my practice, that nowhere near that amount of income is generated from third molar management.
Luis Raffetto is the president of the American Association of Oral Maxillofacial Surgeons. By the way, third molar is just another term for wisdom teeth. He says it's important to be proactive and points to what happened in the UK when they recommended that healthy wisdom teeth be left in. Researchers followed patients for the next 10 years.
At the end of the 10-year period, the number of teeth removed was as high as it was at the before the guidelines were put in place. Only now patients were having their teeth out at an older age.
And that's a problem, because the surgery is more difficult when you're older. Ultimately, he says, it's a judgment call. In Austin, I'm Lucia Benavides for Marketplace.
And the most complicated recall in the history of the automotive industry are those airbags. 70 million made by Takata have to be replaced over the next 3 years. Especially older Takata airbags in humid climates sometimes detonate with fatal force. The company, weighed down by those costs, may get sold off. And today, Takata stock fell nearly 12% in Tokyo amid talk that possible buyers might choose bankruptcy protection. Car companies lent Takata a lot of money, and they could lose in that scenario. Car owners, we put up a link to the government database so you can check if you are subject to the recall, marketplace.org for that. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.